Yes, matter of fact, I do. It doesn't sound like it, but... Anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El the Pontifico. Talk much? Don't get a look, pal.
Well, General, do you?
I don't do it professionally the way this guy does. Let's go, man. Anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pontifico. Man, I'll tell you, I'm ready to walk. I'll walk when you're ready. General, we're very sorry. Yeah, that's better. From the El Pacifico in Southern California, I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Henry.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program, The Phil Henry Show. By the way, that song that you guys were asking me about, we're playing it right now, it's called Dreamland. The Dreamland Choir's Push for New Prospects. Is that the name of the band?
No, it's called Blunderphonics.
Blunderphonics.
Phil, don't try to reason and figure it out. Just accept it.
You know, that's a very good philosophy, Phil. Just go with it. Go with the flow. Go with the,
That was great. You're one to say about it.
What does that mean?
Well, you're always complaining about...
Never mind. I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Please, come on!
Come on. Break it up, will you? Right off the bat.
Giving me your opinion.
Well...
You know how she gets, man, so don't do it. Welcome to the program. What are you looking at?
You know how she gets, man.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just trying to keep it loose here as we get this thing going. Hello and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks to Bobby Dooley, I guess.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, for filling in for me yesterday, which, by the way, I really wasn't anywhere. I just decided to take the day off.
Well, that's what we figured, you know. When I saw her walk in here with her high rear...
Yeah, with her high rear end and her baloney.
I knew that there was nothing wrong with you because I just talked to you. So you just decided to give her a show.
Margaret, you can have a show any time that you want.
Any woo?
Any time that you want.
All right.
Yeah, I said go ahead and take it because I had some other things I had to do. And I know I'm not going to get into what it was. Welcome to our program, The Phil Henry Show. This is the world's most proficient professional. This is a professional podcast, okay? We're not doing this from our garage. We actually make a decent living at it, and so on and so forth.
Now, what are you going through all that for?
Because I want to make sure people understand the difference between what we do and the average podcast, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't think anybody understands that.
Well, you know what? I don't know that they do understand that, so I'm... Anyway, that's what we do here. Now, we do have coming up on the show today, we have Don Berman is going to be talking to us about the Colin Kaepernick situation, General.
Well, the Colin Kaepernick is the young man, he's the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and didn't stand at attention. I forget what he did.
He didn't stand for the national anthem.
Yeah, that's it.
And so now it looks as if there may be a blackball going on.
What's blackball?
Don't give me that look, Bud.
No, really.
A blackball, Bud, is when they just send the word out they don't want to hire you. And it's almost as if there's a boycott going on, but you don't know it. And they do it for a lot of different reasons. Some people suspect that Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed because of his attitude toward the national anthem.
Well, what do you think about that?
I think it's suspicious given the fact the guy is he's a talented quarterback. I mean, he may not be freaking Joe Montana or John Elway, but the guy's a talented quarterback. Obviously, he's proven himself as a pro quarterback. And the 49ers won when they had him. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They haven't won the Super Bowl since he left. So I don't really know what the point is where you don't want to put a guy like that on your roster, at least as a backup quarterback.
Well, see, that makes a lot of sense. Explain that way. You know, my brother-in-law, he explains it to me, and all I want to do is put a fist right through his face.
What is he talking about?
Oh, he's going on about that guy is an anti-American. And, you know, let me tell you something. I've got a background in the military. It doesn't mean that I don't want to hear from someone where they have a legitimate complaint and they put it forth in a respectful manner. Even when I was in the military, as an officer, dealing with an enlisted man or a lower rank, I would listen very carefully what the man said, then I would take him and throw him...
General, oh, never mind.
So you weren't all that...
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, man. So you weren't all that patient.
I was patient enough. Don't worry about it.
All right. And we also have on the show today Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Don is going to talk to us about what he calls the bastardization of the song Sweet Caroline. Apparently that's a popular song.
Yeah, it's a popular song. It's on the radio now and everywhere, and it's for a commercial.
Yeah, I think it's the, is it the TV? No, not the TV. Is it the car Honda or something like that, right?
I don't know. Probably it would be better that we don't mention who it is.
But why not?
Because that would be better if we did. We're just going to talk about the song, right?
Well, yeah, but come on and talk about how they bastardized it and raped it. Basically, raped the song and left it to die bleeding. But you don't want to mention who the advertiser is, so
it ain't that bad, is it?
Well, it's, you know, he doesn't like it.
Also, Berman, I think, is going to be talking about Game of Thrones. You ever watch this thing, Phil?
No, I don't.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No, I really don't. Is that,
Well,
you don't. I want to be clear. There's nothing wrong with that, Phil, but you don't watch it.
I do not watch it, no.
Well, what is Game of Thrones?
Hold on, General. You have a show that you do.
Margaret, I don't watch it.
Well, why not?
Because I tried to watch it. I tried to watch Game of Thrones about 3-4 times, and it's boring to me.
It's boring. I don't understand that. What do you mean boring, man? I mean, nobody calls it boring.
I just called it boring, didn't I? What are you shaking your head at, bud?
It's something I'm going to have to explain. I got to go on a tweeter, and I got to explain it.
Well, what do you got to explain? The man finds it boring.
General, let me explain. Game of Thrones is not just a television program. It is a phenomenon. It is a phenomenon for all time. People from far and wide stop what they're doing on whatever night it's on.
Well, do you watch it?
I've watched it, yeah. I've watched... Oh, no. You're not going to turn the tables on me.
Aha! So you don't watch it, and you're giving Phil...
No, it's not one of those, General.
Wait, Margaret. I mean, if either you watch it or you don't.
Yeah, you don't even watch it, Miss Gray. Yeah,
I'm not going to hear from you.
Break it up, will you?
He doesn't get to comment on my habits.
Yeah, your habits, all right.
Does that mean jerk off? You...
Wait! Why don't you guys break it up, okay? What kind of a freaking dick lick session?
A dick lick session? Why,
what are you going after him for?
I don't want to beat up an old man.
You see an old man, you go ahead and jump.
Hey! Now this... Look at that, man. Look at my copy.
What about it? I can read it.
Yeah, it's balled up.
Well, unball it.
That's what she said.
Whatever that means.
So, the TV show...
You don't call it, man.
I was going to call it Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, now what about this show? I hear everybody talking about their elves and midgets, and everyone's going, wee, they're prancing through the forest. And I said to my wife, Patsy, I said, well, you know, I can understand that. If that's where the culture's going, you do feel a little disappointed. I gave, God knows, 40 years of my life to the U.S. military to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution as well as this culture. What are you doing?
I'm just wondering if this is going to be over soon.
No, it's not going to be over soon.
All right.
Only to come home after my stint in Vietnam and all the other jazz, and I'm looking at people sitting in front of a TV set, and they're looking at elves and imps, and they're all...
Well, they can't. It wasn't on when you came back to Vietnam.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, well, so you're disappointed that we've gone in that direction culturally, that we're looking at elves?
Well, you know, you fight and you die for this country. I left a few buddies over there, and then we come back, and the people are looking at dragons and midgets, and going, woo, shit.
What are you laughing at? I like the way you put something. Game of Thrones, General, it's not that bad. Game of Thrones is about elves. Well, we don't have any time, do we?
Not really. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. So we got Don Berman, we have Vernon Dozier, we have Jack Armstrong to talk about the McGregor Mayweather fight coming up.
Well, that's going to be a beauty.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it and everything like that.
Who do you like, sir?
Oh, I think Mayweather.
You what?
Mayweather, man, are you nuts?
This guy, have you seen this guy McGregor?
Of course I have. He's an MMA fighter of great repute and great renown and great achievement, but this is a boxing match. These guys are going to be boxing.
And you don't think this guy McGregor, like he says, they never see the left.
I thought it was they never see the right.
What does that mean?
Well, we're talking about how fast either the right or left is. No, you don't believe that.
I'm sure the guy's fast. I just believe that that Mayweather has far, far more experience and more training. However, I will tell you this. There have been other upsets in the history of sports where people have spoken as confidently as I have before this fight. And everybody in the boxing, everybody in the boxing profession thinks that Mayweather's going to put this guy down very, very quickly. I personally thought 2 rounds.
What do you mean, thought?
Well, I think.
Oh, so you're backpedaling, are you?
Mr. Henry, I put down a lot of money on that.
Oh, horseshit.
Well, I was thinking about it.
I said 2 rounds.
Well, are you backing off of that?
No, not at all.
Well, why 2?
Because I think McGregor is good enough to get to stay alive for 2 rounds. How's that sound?
Jesus.
Oh, isn't that one to stay alive?
Yeah, I think McGregor can stay alive. I think he can save his own life for two rounds and that's it. And then he dies. I didn't say that. Just hold the phone. Why am I smelling something burning?
I don't know. Is it maybe the house is burning down?
Yeah, that'd be great. Right now, though, I got to get out to the traffic here with Bob Bakian. Bob?
Phil, right now, the Berman Premium is coming up the side saddle, and there's a side saddle woman there. She's been riding out there on the sideways. So take a look at her. It's not Lady Godiva, because she's with a big fat bun and big fat ass there on the saddle there. She's riding with the long blonde hair. So now the 5'3" with a 5 pound, and it looks like there's going to be a 5 pound man out there waiting for that big fat lady with the gloves. And you know what they say, when the big fat lady comes down the side saddle, you're going to be looking there with your face in it. Go down to the sky, boy.
I know, I got my ass out there, and my ass has got out of bed just as fast as I possibly could. Got my hand down there. It looks like what's going all around with the Santa Barbara Freeway and his own ground, and go round and round and round, as I was saying, with the Groomhound. There's something out there called the Groomhound, or Groomhound, if you ever know anything about that, it's called the Groomhound. Let's go to Boy Sky, maybe Sweet Pants.
But my daddy said...
Ned's Chuck Wagon's here for lunch, for dinner, for breakfast. Ned's Chuck Wagon is very special. Ned's Chuck Wagon.
Wait, hold on. This is General Galen Shaw. Why do all of you clowns on this show say breakfast?
Ned's Chuck Wagon is here for dinner, for lunch, and for breakfast. Ned's Chuck Wagon's a great place for you to get a big fat, to get a real quick blast of nourishment. Fried eggs, scrambled eggs. We've got eggs. We've got fried eggs, scrambled eggs, baked eggs. I don't know. Is that all there is? There's just fried eggs and scrambled eggs. Poached eggs. Poached eggs. Boiled eggs. How about some toast? No, none of that bullshit. Ned's Chuck Wagon. Visit for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, or for breakfast. 1621 Mountain Trail in the City of the Valley. 1621 Mountain Trail in the Valley of the Jolly Green Giants. Ned's Chuck Wagon. For Ned. When you want lunch and you want...
Never mind with the jingle, okay?
Beef Bonanza stands on its own. It doesn't need a jingle. When you pour two cans of Beef Bonanza into a large... I'm laughing, thinking at how good it's going to be. When you take two large cans... No, we didn't mean her with the big tits, would you? When you take two large cans... I mean, I did mean her, but I can't do it now.
All right.
When you take two large cans and you pour them into this big... Would you get her in the back? When you take two large cans... Beef Bonanza Stew!
World famous Phil Henry Show here for the El Pacifico. You're going to have to do something about these spots. I don't believe that product exists.
What?
Beef Bonanza Stew.
It is. It's a little out there, Phil, in terms of their advertising campaign.
Do I look like the guy that sells the airtime around here? Go get David Hall on the case.
Yeah, he's out having lunch.
With who?
With the guys from Beef Bonanza Stew.
Anyway, world famous Phil Henry Show, Don Berman from Channel 19 News joining us. And I'll tell you what, Don, you're on top of it. You talk about, knowing the little cultural changes in the valleys and the peaks and all of that stuff. You were on it. You were talking to me last week about this Sweet Caroline, the song.
Well, Sweet Caroline, truly, is a song that was made famous by Neil Diamond, and it has recently been bastardized, as you use the word, and I asked you to use that word in your promo of the segment, bastardized by individuals... We won't mention the name of the product, because frankly, I, like yourself, I don't remember.
Well, it's an automotive product.
Let's never mind, Margaret.
No, we don't need to do that, Margaret, because I'm not here to bash the advertisers so much as I am here to bash those that would take a song like that and would render it unlistenable by the repetition and the incessant beating of this into the head. Not just into the ears, but just pounding it into your skull. Sweet Caroline. I used to love that song. I think a lot of people did.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, that's fine, but let me just keep going.
Okay, I mean, we're having an exchange.
Right, okay, so you liked it what?
I liked it by Neil Diamond.
What are you laughing at, man?
Why don't you let the man say something, Don?
All right, Phil, you liked it what?
I liked it by Bobby Womack as well as Neil Diamond.
Who?
Bobby Womack. What is this Bobby Womack?
It's a guy named Bobby Womack. I don't appreciate...
Bobby Womack did the song... Never mind. Just go ahead.
All right. I mean, if there's something that I need to know...
No, you don't need to know anything.
All right. So Phil liked the song by Neil Diamond and a guy named Bobby Womack.
Bobby Womack. I know who Phil's talking about.
All right. Bobby Womack. The point that I'm trying to make, and that I've been trying to make here for the last, 5 minutes since Phil brought me on, is that Bobby Womack, Neil Diamond be damned, the song Sweet Caroline, although I did like it by Neil Diamond myself, was a favorite of all Americans. Now they've taken it, and they have, I think they've ripped the guts right out from the middle of it.
Now, it would help us, Don, if we knew the advertiser.
Frankly, I don't know. But I think it's Honda.
Bud, can we look it up?
Yeah, don't check it out right now.
Bud, just look up Sweet Caroline in a search engine.
Yeah, I think he understands, Margaret.
Fine.
Yeah, but Sweet Caroline, the song has been used by, I've got it right here, Hyundai.
That's it, Hyundai. I thought it was Honda.
No, Hyundai, and it's an auto commercial, and all right, so we can, I suppose, say that Hyundai has joined in the celebration of destroying that song. The song, Phil, is played by, I think, in some capacity, the Pittsburgh Pirates at Heinz Field. The song has been played at T20 cricket matches in England.
What are you talking about, T20?
Who was that?
It was Bud.
It's me.
Well, all right, you. It is.
You can talk to him respectfully, Don.
I'm sorry, Bud. It's the cricket. You know what cricket is.
You know, Bud, those you said it looked like goofy baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So they use it there. And in the process, they have slowly but surely gutted the joy. They've gutted the emotion. They've gutted the nostalgia. For me, Don Berman, because, you know, there are songs you remember, Phil, and I can remember a young lady, long, beautiful blonde hair. Her name was Julie. And she would walk home from school. Excuse me. She would walk home from school, and I would watch her as she walked home. A lot of times I would be following behind in my car, just looking at the beautiful way that she walked, the swaying of her hair, and obviously the beautiful charms that she had. And playing on the radio was Sweet Caroline. And I remember playing and listening to that song and watching her.
Now, this girl, was this Julie Hansen, right?
What about her?
Didn't you tell me her father came out of the house?
Well, you know what, Margaret? You'd fuck up.
Hey, watch the language.
I'm sorry.
You know something, Don? You're the one that told the story that her father came out of the house and beat you up because he said he didn't want you staring at his 11-year-old daughter's ass.
You dirty...
Are you kidding me?
Phil, I'm telling you.
Thanks a lot, Don, for Sweet Caroline and your attitudes about it. Jesus.
Are you kidding me, man?
If you want to call back, Don, and explain yourself, be more than...
God, did he hang up?
I guess he did.
Well, he's not allowed to.
He's a guest. Yes, he... Or I think he's... I don't know. Phil Henry Show.
He done.
Yes, I'm right here, Phil, all right? First of all, she wasn't 11, all right? She was of age. She was 17.
Well, that's not of age.
I was 17, too. So you can be... Don't piss me off, okay?
Well, then why did you hang up?
I wasn't ready to have to... God damn it. What are you laughing at, man?
I'm laughing at the fact that you come on here to talk about the beauty of Sweet Caroline, only to tell me that you fell in love with some girl to the sound of that song. Her father comes out and beats you up.
Yeah, but he didn't beat me up because she was 11. He beat me up because I was looking at her up and down, obviously, and he thought he saw...
Oh, I know the story now.
Oh, you know the story now. First of all, you got it wrong because you say she's 11.
No, I remember the story now, Dawn. I won't say what I remember about it, but now I know.
You know what?
I know why the man beat you up.
He said he thought it looked like I had a hard-on. Oh, man.
Gotta tell you something, Mr. Berman. I've respected you for a long time.
Oh, you're going to try to tell me now. Go ahead, try and tell me.
Hold on. I respect you for a long time. But you got to be honest about things. You can't talk about, oh, I really fell in love with a girl, and there she was swaying to the beat. And then meanwhile, I got a bone master. You know?
You know what, Dickman? You can make your jokes about a bone master.
You said you had a tent, didn't you?
I'm going to come through the phone on you, man, and when I do, no one will be able to stop me. No man, no beast, no force on earth will be able to stop me.
Shut up, Don.
Okay.
All right, so you, got beat up by this girl's father. Did you wind up seeing her?
Yeah, we wound up going out for the next 3 years. But, her old man kicked my ass.
Well, so what did he kick your ass for?
I had a boner. Fuck.
See, this is what I'm saying, Phil.
This is what I'm saying.
Margaret, I can't do one thing on this show without you hanging over me like the angel of moral death. You are like some mistress of the darkness. Every time I open my mouth, anytime I tell anybody that I had a boner...
Goodbye.
Well, Margaret...
Hang up on him.
I had a boner.
Phil Henry Show.
away.
I think you are a disgrace.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You're sitting there laughing at this man.
Margaret, you know, you gotta just relax, okay? First of all, you had the guy all wrong with the 11-year-old.
Well, that's what I thought he said.
You gotta get it straight, okay? You're talking about a guy. He could sue you for that if he thought it was malicious.
I beg your pardon.
Good, Miss Gray could sue you.
And I believe the young man's right.
What are you guys, lawyers? I'm married to a lawyer.
All right, go home and ask Frank.
Get my husband, please. Get my husband, please.
Get back up.
All right, well, we don't have time. We got to go to a break, all right? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Get my husband.
Yeah.
Phil Henry here. You know, we are in the middle of a big push, man. The big push for the BSP, for you to become a part of the BSP family. 2 months for 99 cents. You heard me right. 2 months for 99 cents. You heard me wrong. No, you heard me right. 2 months for 99 cents. And with that, 30,000 hours of the Phil Henry Show archives. Those are a lot of great radio shows there. Also, all of the miscellany, all of the fun and the spontaneity that we've had down to the years, including our podcasts, our video casts, our TV pilots, home movies from the Henry family, and much, 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 much more.
Yeah, what kind of home movies? Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know full well, Phil, when he was talking... I won't talk about it now.
Thank you. So join me and the cast of thousands that we have here. Pardon me, I'm itching my nose if you can see that on the video cast. And join us for the Phil Henry Show backstage pass party that we have here each and every day. Plus, of course, our Friday night chat. And new to the Phil Henry Show website, our Miami archives. Yes, indeed. We're beginning to digitize those great days from Miami. All of that and more. Why does my nose look like I've got a pimple on the end of it and yet I don't?
I don't know.
It's the Phil Henry Show website.
Yes, go to the Phil Henry Show website. 2 months for 99 cents. You can't beat that with a stick. You can't beat that with your stick. You can't beat that with...
Anyway, philhenryshow.com. We came out here to the Bonneville Salt Flats to see the new 2017 Erecto. Watch it go.
That's got it.
30 miles per hour over the course of a mile and a half. It sounds slow, but listen to the way that baby sounds. It sounds like you're flying through the air wearing a George Jetson haircut.
The Erecto 2017.
Get yourself an Erecto
at your local Erecto dealer.
The Erecto. We're going places. Not very fast, but we're getting there.
Back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Jesus Christ.
General.
Well, let's just listen to that, will you?
All right. Thank you, General. We have with us Vernon Dozier. You know, all this controversy about the Colin Kaepernick and this controversy about whether this dude is being disrespectful. This, you know, when he stands for the, or he doesn't stand for the anthem, I should say. He takes a knee, or he's done a variety of different protests based upon what he thinks is the ill treatment of the continuing ill treatment of African Americans in American society. And as an athlete, as a powerful individual, athletes have a lot of influence. He's decided to make this statement. Talking all things football with us here on the Phil Henry Show is Coach Vernon Dozier, and he is the head coach of Belmar Academy, a varsity football team. They're going to be starting their season here in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, against St. Lubrica.
Yeah, we're playing St. Lubrica. I think it's the first game of the season. I don't know whether we have a home and home, or excuse me, a home and a, well, we might have an away and away with them, but...
What does that mean, an away and away?
Well, it means we play two road games.
Is that usually the case?
No, you're supposed to play a home and a... You're supposed to play a home and away, or a home away. I don't know. I don't make the schedule. I do know I only want to play these guys once, and I think we're having to play them two times. But talking about, you want to talk about this Kaepernick, right?
Well, yeah, Coach, we want to know about this Colin Kaepernick and whether you would stand for this kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to find out. You're a head coach. Would you allow that?
Well, it's a good question. I can tell you that I've had to deal with it in the past. Over the course of many, many years, you have players who have political opinions. You have players who want to take a stand on this, that, or something else. I've got high school kids now, so they're not adults. And my feeling when you're talking about high school students is you have to be a teacher first. And that means that...
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. That means...
Well, I don't mean to exasperate you, but I do agree with that attitude. You have to be a teacher first at the high school level.
Yeah, you do. You do, and that means, as far as I'm concerned, and many of the other coaches...
I remember one time...
Margaret, would you come on?
Jesus. I'm sorry.
Anyway, at the high school level, you have to be a teacher first. So we've had students down through the years, not just at Belmar, but when I coached a little bit of college ball at Occidental, you would have students, African-American students, or other students making statements, you know, the war in Vietnam and on and on and on and on. So what I told my students, and I tell my students this today, we have a ritual. And it goes something like this.
You have black students at Belmar?
Yeah, we've got black students.
Do you have them on the team?
Yes. What is it with you guys anyway?
Well, is it a private school?
What about it, man? We got some very wealthy black families in the St. Belmar Academy parish. So
we're not trying to make it defensive. We're just curious if this is an issue that comes up vis-a-vis black players on your team.
It has, and what we don't want to do is turn it into a black only issue. We want to turn it into an issue that all of the members of the team can address on their own. So I've told the players, I do not want you, you know, sitting down for the anthem. I don't want you taking a knee, but I will allow you to make a statement so that you can concentrate on the game, but also be respectful toward the anthem. Now, a lot of parents have been upset with this, but for me, it helps keep the team loose. The kids, you know, think it's funny, and at the same time, they're able to stand at attention. But I tell them to do, and I want everybody to just be very, very patient here.
All right, so you remember, I'm a member of the military.
Yes, I know that, General. But so I want you to understand especially that we don't mean any disrespect. I want to keep the team loose, but I want them to be respectful.
Can I ask you something before you go into this?
What?
Well, I don't mean to be upsetting to you.
No, I'm not. Just what do you want to ask me?
Okay. I want to ask you. Never mind. I forget what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, what does that mean, Coach?
Because you guys interrupt me all the time with, oh, can I ask, and then you forget what it is.
All right, so go ahead. You want to be respectful.
I want to be respectful, but I want the team to stay loose. So I tell them that they must stand at attention, but if they want, they can put a hand down the front of their pants. Now, hold on for just a minute.
What is that supposed to mean?
Wait. What I mean by that is it can look like athletes are always adjusting their jock straps or doing something down in their crotch area. So when they stick their hand down in front of their pants, it can look like they're adjusting something. I said maybe you can lean to one side and pretend like you're pulling your jockstrap free or something. And that gives you the opportunity to act like a jackass. But at the same time, you're standing. You're being respectful.
Now, how is that being respectful?
General, I...
No, how is that... I don't need to hear any more of this. How is that being respectful?
Because you're standing there, aren't you? You're not sitting there. A lot of these students want to make a statement. They want to say, I don't agree with the national anthem and the way America treats people of color, or the way America's involved in this war or that war or something.
So if they've got some beef, they can stand there with their hand in their pants.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the best possible... Look, I've looked at this thing from all sides. There was a song out, and I don't know if you know it. It was back in the Vietnam War, and it was by a young lady by the name of It was Judy Mitchell.
No, it was Judy Collins.
No, it was not Judy Collins.
Joni Mitchell.
Yes, Joni Mitchell.
Well, hold on for a minute. Who are you? Are you disagreeing with me?
Yes, I am, Margaret, because I was the disc jockey. You weren't.
Oh! Yeah, did that, huh?
Really? Well, watch this.
Wait.
I'm right. It's Joni Mitchell.
It was Joni Mitchell.
I don't like him disagreeing.
Well, Mr. Henry was right.
It was Joni Mitchell. And she sang a song, I've looked at the side, I think it's something like that.
I've looked at life.
I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down. I don't know the name, and I don't even know what it has to do with what I'm saying, but when you look at it from all sides, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, look at all sides, that's the best way to protest.
Right. Let them stand there with their hand in their pants, and to you, General, you may think that's disrespectful, but it gives them the opportunity to be... to make a statement.
So they're standing there with their hand in the pants to be disrespectful to the flag, and you think because they're standing, they're showing respect?
General, I've got to deal...
You think they're showing respect?
By standing, yes.
But with the hand down the pants?
That's them saying, I stand with respect for my flag, but I've got a hand, I got one hand in the pants. This hand is reserved for, you know...
Reserved for ball handling.
Boy, that... You know, that shows you don't want to hear both sides now from up and down and still somehow...
Yeah, Joni Mitchell.
All right, well,
Now, so you're saying that if that, like the general was saying,
you're saying like the general was saying, and what he's saying.
Yeah, what he's saying.
Well, you people just spit it out.
What you're saying is the hand in the pants
is better than two in a bush. I'm not that.
The hand down the pants is a respectful thing, even though they're.
Yeah, even though they're doing some nut fondling.
Oh, I'm gonna hurt it.
Hey.
Look at, I've got other things to do than to stand here with you nut scratchers. And
take that back, please.
Margaret, you just said you went.
Yes, I take it back.
I take it back. I'm sorry.
All right, we're talking here to Don. Excuse me,
Vernon.
Good God, he called me Don Berman.
Vernon Dozier.
He called me Don.
Take it easy, will you, Coach?
I don't like being mistaken for that ball. You talk about a nut screw. You talk about a mouth breather. We're seared. Pan seared?
We're here.
Hey, I'm talking to this Japanese guy.
You mind talking to me?
Sorry.
We're here with Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy talking about the ongoing protest by Colin Kaepernick and other players on the field. Prior to the game, during the national anthem, a lot of white players are joining them now, Coach.
I've seen that, yes. That's why I'm saying players, white and black, want to make these statements. A lot of white players in solidarity with the black players. So if you stand there with a hand down the pants, and you can, it looks goofy, or I don't know.
So in other words, hey, here's the national anthem and to the flag that a lot of guys have died for. There you are, teaching kids how to nut scratch.
Jesus.
I'm not teaching them anything. I'm showing them a way to protest at the same time, not be, not just sit on your rear end. Would you rather them sit on their ass?
I think I would. I think I'd rather have them sit on their ass than stand there doing ball handling.
All right. Well, I don't agree with you. And you know what?
All right. Let's get. We actually have on the phone here Georgia Demolay.
No, not this pink.
Yeah, you know this lady?
Yeah, I do.
She's the grandmother of Jeff Demolay, who's a member of your team.
Jason
DeMolay, a member of your team, and she's with us here on our newsmaker line. Mrs. DeMolay, how are you, ma'am?
Well, I'm very good, and Coach, there was nothing that I wanted to say other than from the grandstands, as we have said to you, it is I don't think it's becoming of the school or the school spirit to see these 41, 40, 43, or however many players.
We have 50 players on the roster, man.
All right, 50 players. Standing with their hands down the front of the pants. And the hand is moving, which you encouraged them to have that hand moving around.
I told them, in order to make the protest effective...
You're kidding me!
I told them...
Can you believe it, Ms. Gray?
I told them, wait a minute, in order to make the protest effective, I told them to move the hand around in their pants so...
So it looks as if they're scratching or itching themselves or itching... As you put it, because I saw the flare, it looks as if they're itching and not. Isn't that what you said?
That's what I...
Look at him laughing. This is the kind of thing that I think the school needs to address directly with the coach and the coaching staff, because our young men who are there to learn not just how to play football, but are there also to learn academia and academicia, they are there...
Excuse me, Ms. DeMolay, your son... your grandson is there because of your daughter and her husband. You don't pay dime one toward that kid's education.
What a fuckhead you are.
Are you still with me, Coach?
I mean, well, there you go. See that? That's exactly the kind of woman she is. That's the kind of woman that I've had to deal with a lot of these parents. She's a grandparent.
All right, she was a concerned grandparent.
Yeah, well, calling me a dickhead?
All right, Coach, I just want one thing to say here. When you say they're kids, why can't you just order them to stand there at attention... and not demonstrate this way?
Because I think it lets off steam. I think it lets off a little tension. When you give a kid the chance to express themselves, they become more expressive. And that plays out on the football field as well. You don't just want guys to take orders. You want guys that can freelance. You want players that'll do their jobs, but find a creative and smart, intelligent, and intuitive way of doing their jobs. You got it's a football game, yeah. And everybody has to do their job. And everyone has to do it to the best of their ability, and they'll do it to the goddamn best of their god.
Coach Vernon Dozier with us.
But I'm just going to say, to do it to the best of their ability, but I want them to freelance.
You want them to freelance and do what they feel like doing?
I know that doesn't sound right. It doesn't come out right.
Yeah, I'll bet you it comes out right.
Yeah, well, what comes out, I'll tell you what comes out right. When I sit down at the end of a very, very long day, and I take a dump.
Yeah, I knew he'd say that.
Coach, you know, you can say what you want.
That's exactly why I'm saying that.
Yes, because you can't argue a good point as an intelligent man. You have to bring in something crude.
That's what you guys were going at, so there it is. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. I hope we see everybody out there at Belmar Academy for our football games this year, but the fact of the matter remains, everyone has, in my opinion, everybody has behaved, I think, jumping the gun on this thing. I'm not trying to get them to be disrespectful, but if a kid can stand for the anthem and at the same time have his hand down the front of his pants, big deal.
Coach Vernon Dozier, folks.
You got a lot of people angry.
Now, you know something? I think you need to talk to these people beforehand. We've got far too many people free with the language.
Yeah, I'll do that, sir.
All right, well, we will, okay? World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, sure.
We will. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next, Jack Armstrong on the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather fight. Kleffin, and Wild, the top attorneys here in Southern California. Do you need DUI help? Is it a bankruptcy? Or perhaps it's injury? We do all that law and more. We are the highly sophisticated attorneys here in Southern California in Beverly Hills. We go to lunch at really expensive places. We know movie stars. And here's the music they gave us for this commercial. We think it's rape, and we're going to sue. Kleffin, and Law. Law offices. Dial 1-800-555-5555. One more five. And reach our law offices. You'll be glad you did.
Kleffin, and Wild.
Yeah. Are you people there? You do?
That's there you go, right there. That's what we're talking about.
Kleffin, and Wild.
Ouch. Well, welcome back, folks. A lot of sports in the news, and we do have Jack Armstrong in Las Vegas to tell us a little bit more. Jack, this weekend is the fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. What do you know? What do you hear about it?
Well, Phil, like you and like a lot of people, I've got my favorites in this fight, and I suppose I keep that close to the vest if I have to. But if somebody was to ask me, I probably would agree with you. At first blush, but when I came here to Las Vegas, Nevada, here, the gaming capital of the world, where people come from miles around to bet millions and billions of dollars, you see a lot of people put down big money, a lot of cabbage that they want to put down on these different fighters, and I have no choice but to look and see of the cabbage, and to look and see at the cabbage that's being put down. And I don't want to disagree with you, but take a look around you. Come to Las Vegas. Look at what the bettors are saying. Look at what the wise guys are saying. And you know what the wise guys is, Phil?
Yeah, the gangsters.
No, yeah. You think it's gang, but it's the wise guys are the guys that know a lot about the sports book and everything like that. And take a look around at what kind of cabbage is being played.
Yeah, we know about the cabbage, Jack, if you don't mind. So what does that mean?
Well, what it means, General, is this, that the cabbage that people is putting down in this fight makes me want to rethink my... I picked Floyd Mayweather like you did, Phil.
Okay.
But I'm looking at all this cabbage.
You're talking about money?
Yes, I'm talking about money.
But I'd say money, man, instead of cabbage. I said cabbage about 19 times.
Okay.
It's all right, man. Say cabbage a couple times.
Okay, well, what I'm saying to you is a lot of the money, and the word is on the street, the smart money, I came here with a bankroll, okay?
Just tell us who you want to bet on.
I want to explain. I came here with a bankroll that I wanted to put everything that I have on Floyd Mayweather. There was no question at all in my mind.
And you went to Vegas and saw where all the cabbage was being bet.
Don't make fun, General.
I have to believe you're going to bet on this McGregor.
I want to do that. I really want to do that. Yeah, I want to take... This is a big bankroll that I have. Almost $10,000.
Why would you bet all of that? Oh, that's ridiculous. Why would you want to bet all of that money, Jack?
Because what if I'm right? You know?
What are the odds right now?
I don't know. I think the odds is... Well, I mean, it's heavily in favor of Mayweather. Heavily in favor of Mayweather.
Well, see, that's what I thought.
Right, but everybody is betting on McGregor. A lot of people are saying they want to bet on McGregor.
Well, then why is it all of the favorites?
Because a lot, everybody, the smart money is on Mayweather. Okay, yes, it is. But they, a lot of people want to bet McGregor. And I personally don't, you know, care about the race of each one, but I think it's because McGregor's white.
What are you talking about, man?
Well, why else would some guy like McGregor get all that action?
Maybe it's because people think he is a superior pugilist. Maybe they think he does have a chance.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's more the romance to be in love with the MMA.
And why do you go along with the crowd and want to bet him too?
That's a good point. Why would you do that? Why not stand on your own 2 feet and keep your bet on Mayweather?
I just don't... Because everyone that I know is here and they're betting on McGregor. And, like, for instance, Snooki Wilson's here. Tommy Barnes is here. All the guys from Santa Monica and the guys from the sportsbook in Santa Monica, they're all here.
What about it?
They're all betting on McGregor. So I...
You know what, Jack? You're supposed to be a sports reporter, not supposed to be here talking like some baby wanting more money because you just got this feeling about, you know, going over to the gumball machine or something.
I don't even know what that means, you know. I don't even know what that means.
It means, why don't you, like Margaret said, stand on your own 2 feet.
I'm standing on my own 2 feet.
Don't cry, man. We got enough guys around here crying.
Okay.
Jack Armstrong with us from Las Vegas. So Mayweather is the heavy favorite. A lot of people are putting their money on McGregor.
Right, to the point now where if McGregor were to pull the upset, it's going to wipe some guys out. It's going to wipe some guys out.
What are you talking about? Because they don't have the money?
They don't have the money, no. And it could be a disastrous day for a lot of the sports books in Las Vegas, Nevada. I currently will stick with my bet for Floyd Mayweather, but God, I want to put some money on McGregor.
Why don't you take part of your bankroll, as you call it, and put it on McGregor?
Because it wouldn't be worth it. You know, it's not... I want to put all 10 grand on McGregor, but I'm going to put all 10 grand on Mayweather. Who do you like, General?
I'm not going to advise you, son. No way, no way, no way.
What about you, Phil?
No, we're not going to tell you, man.
You should put on Mayweather.
Okay, that means I'll put it on McGregor.
No, you're not going to do that.
No, just don't listen to us. Go with your initial instinct.
I agree with Robert. If you wanted Mayweather, that's the man.
I just see everybody...
You know, you're supposed to be doing a sports report for me, man, not sitting here wondering about your bet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, Phil, it looks to me like it's going to be an exciting fight. A lot of the people that are here are looking to recoup heavy bets for both of these fighters. But right now, as you say, the favorite is Floyd Mayweather. But I don't know. I just...
Yeah, you don't know because a lot of people are betting on McGregor.
Yes, sir. That's right. So that's the...
Okay. So lock it out.
Yeah, lock it out, son.
Lock it out.
Sign off.
Oh, yeah. From Las Vegas, Nevada. Can I have the music?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Will you get him his music?
Hold on. From Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Jack Armstrong reporting.
Jesus.
That's it.
Are you telling me this is the guy's lockout music?
All right, folks, thank you very much for putting up with this one.
God almighty.
Don't forget, we have our Friday night chat coming up Friday, 9 o'clock Pacific time. And maybe we'll do a Facebook Live for the McGregor fight. What do you think?
Well, that might be fun.
So, be looking for that, man. We'll do a Facebook Live either prior to or during the McGregor-Mayweather fight. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you!
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.